you being a father of two, what advice would you give me? Being that my lady's expecting, and that I'm kind of, you know, not knowing. I'm excited to be a father. You know, I think I'm really, really excited to be a father. Ever since I was young, I'd always say, like, I can't wait to be a father. Well, obviously, I could wait at the time. But but when it's time, it's going to be awesome because everything that I missed or everything that I didn't receive when I was younger made me who I am today, obviously. But, you know, I can't wait to give them that. You know, hey, I was there at your football games, soccer games, whatever the case may be. You know, I was there for your first fight, there when you're on your first date, you know, things that, you know, guidance, I guess, in a sense, a man guidance.
I would say, you just encapsulated a lot of it, is, you know, be there, be excited, and be patient. And I don't mean to disrespect anybody else, because people have different circumstances, and, you know, you can show your care a lot of ways, but you need to be there. And so if you don't have to work 15 hours a day, don't. You know, I say it's like I do the tutoring after school. Like, I miss a couple meals, but I think, you know, I'm always trying to balance. Like we talked about earlier, like, how much time away from family makes family better so we can pay for stuff versus, you know. So to whatever extent you can, be there. And then be excited, which you're also good at. Little kids get excited about little weird stuff. And what I find is, as long as I'm excited with them, like, he's into it, you know? So, when I buy, we get him a toy, I try not to just think, what toy is he going to like? I try to think, what toy would I like? Because if I play with him with the toy, that toy is worth the money, because we get this use out of it. If I buy him just something he likes and he brings over to me, I'm like, eh, whatever. And he plays it a little bit, and then he sits it down, right? And so, like, I try to find things that I know he'll like, but that I would be interested in doing too, because then we get to do it together. One, I don't have to buy as many toys because we both like this, you know. But it also means, you know, so it's like, and so be excited about little stuff because kids get excited about weird stuff. And even when it's lame or doesn't make sense, just, oh, yeah, no, that's great. Like that tone of voice right there, I do that 10 times a day. Oh, yeah? Really? All right, man, cool, let's do that. And then I'm like, for the next half hour, I have no idea what's going on. But that doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
He doesn't know.
And the last one is like, be patient. And that one's hard for me, which is funny because in classroom, I'm generally pretty patient. And it's a little bit different with your own kids. Like, there are points where, like,
you expect more, right?
Yeah. And it's like I don't want to be like overbearing. I don't want to be mean. I just think, like, you should know this. Like, it's different. Like, I don't want to yell at somebody else's kid, but it's easier to yell at mine. It's like how you're quicker to hit your friend than hit a stranger. Somebody says something stupid in a bar and it's your friend, it's nothing to give them a push or something. But when a stranger says, you're like, do I do that? Is that worth it? Is this really a thing? You know. But when it's your own kid, you know, it's easier to, like, yell. For me, anyway, it's easier to have the urge to yell than it is in school. And I don't fully know why. And so I'm constantly reminding myself, like, take a deep breath. It's cool. If you have to tell them three times, it's better to tell them three times than tell them once to scream at them. Because the screaming has a bad effect. Telling them three times doesn't hurt anybody but me. And I can deal with that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
So, you know, be there, be excited, be patient would probably be the three I would say.
Okay. I like that. That's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Like I said, you're going to be good. You're going to be good. Keep the patient thing in mind.
Patience,
that'll be the hard one.
I think I learned patience. Like, obviously, it'd be different with kids, but I've learned. I didn't know what the true definition of patience was until the last 2 years of my boxing career. When I lost my last fight, to where I'm at now, and always, you know, maybe you'll fight again. Maybe you'll fight this month. You'll fight this month, but then it gets canceled. You won't fight this month. Okay, hey, I'm gonna train for this fight, but then, you know, or just whatever, just in everything. It's like, wow, like, I really understood the true definition of patience. 2 years later, I saw him fight.
Yeah, that's the, it's like this ongoing sort of grind thing. The kid thing's a little tricky because you've got, like, you're gonna be tired at certain points, and your girlfriend's gonna be tired, and then all of a sudden she's gonna be telling you to do something that you either already did or don't need to do. And then the trick is you're trying to, you know, be cool for the kid, and you gotta turn around and be like, I gotta be patient with you too. because I'm gonna be right as often as I'm wrong. But when you're tired, or when you're focused on, say, taking care of something for your business, and then do something with the kid, and then she's saying this other thing, and you're like, You know, it's like I have to remind myself sometimes, the same way I try not to snap at the kids, I have to not snap at my wife. And not that I want to do it often, like we get along, like, yeah, oh, that's good, but when you're busy, everything else seems busy. You got to remember, like, I have to remind myself that sometimes when the world's busy, it's only busy in my head, and not everybody else knows that it's busy in my head. So when I want to be like, hey, shut up, don't, no, I already did that, like, they don't know that. Like, they don't know that.
Be like water, my friend. Yeah. Wusa. Be like water.
It's going to be okay, you know. And so, you know, for a lot of that stuff, like, so, all right, so this didn't come up earlier, but